capital punishment. You can ride the tube for years and never speak a word. Softly in the background, an iPod can be heard. You seldom see a smile or tell someone a tale. Just ponder for a while and silence will prevail. You always take a London light and leave it on your seat, even just to be polite to those you'll never meet. You start to feel guilty when some people have to stand, distracted by the paparazzi pics of Russell Brand. The platform's far too busy, and a sickening feeling lurks. And then the tannoy tells you, engineering works. You take their words as gospel, with the time that's on the screen, and even now you're feeling cool when your Oyster card goes green. You never seem to listen when they warn you not to board. Instead you choose to gamble, with the time you can't afford. You try and find a signal, but you're miles underground, and soon you're very angry that your journey cost a pound. And just when they have exceeded even lower expectations, for no apparent reason, it stops between the stations. The driver's voice emerges. I'm sorry for the minor delay. We're off for 48 hours. We need some extra pay. You can't believe what's happening. The man beside you cusses. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, there's 100 extra buses. Well, thank you, London Underground. Isn't that a lovely thought? The only minor problem is, you're about a million short. I try and hail a taxi as I scan across the lanes. Despite the extra revenue, the driver still complains. We reach the end of the journey, and I thank him for his troubles. He hears that I'm a northerner, and the price on the meter doubles. I'm a victim of delusion, and it hasn't even begun. The newcomer's conclusion? Isn't London fun? Cheers.